But robots are teaching themselves at a level to where we're not going to be able to keep up with what they learn. So, like, when it comes to a point to where they're way smarter than us, because it definitely can happen, and it will, because they're teaching themselves, and they're teaching themselves at such a fast rate, like, it'll take us a lifetime to learn something that they could teach themselves in 2 minutes. What we gonna do? What we gonna do?
What they gonna do?
What are they gonna do?
We gonna be here. It ain't far away. It ain't far away. It is not far away, because
we got zombies, we got robots, and we got the wars. We got a lot of things going on.
Aliens. We got a lot of things going
on. Let me just say something. Can all of that please be on hold?
It was like a 2-year break at least.
And all that please be on hold after Grand Theft Auto 6 come out. After Grand Theft Auto come out, all hell can be raised. I'm good. I return to my creator.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm back and I'm standing on business. You feel me? That's my new catchphrase. Standing on business. What's up? Welcome to the Just Acting Up Show, man. It's your boy, Big Chris, man. Got to my left here, Tashay. What's going on?
Oh, it's at your right.
Is it my right or your left? Your left
is my right.
It doesn't matter. I'm on one side.
Shout out to Tashay. Y'all know me. And we got my boy Mike in the building. What's going on?
What's going on? What's going on? Good morning, good evening, good night, whenever time you're listening.
What's up? Of course, you know, Joffy couldn't be here. He's doing what he do best, and he's working. But he did meet somebody, and he's had them send us a special message, especially since Christmas is coming up in the next few days. Let them know who the special message is from. Go ahead. Drop the message.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Hey, y'all. This here is your boy, Saint Nicholas. Now, we try to get ready for the big day. We almost there. We almost there, ladies and gentlemen. I know some of y'all been naughty out there. It shouldn't be playing like that. You need to be nice. What is wrong with you, Blitzen? Get coming over there. I'm so sick of these reindeers. Let me tell you something. I'm looking at my list, checking it once, twice, thrice. And if you ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing, I've been seeing y'all doing them ceiling challenges, putting your phone up on the ceilings and twerking and all that. You're on my list. For other reasons. but listen, let me tell you something. The big day is almost here. I got these elves running around here slapping each other. We're trying to get a gingerbread house together, trying to get these toys together. But y'all need to be on your P's and Q's and tell your little baby girls and boys they need to learn write cursive. I don't know what's wrong with the generation right now, ladies and gentlemen. And now Mrs. Claus over there, stop doing the ceiling challenge, Mrs. Claus. Sound somewhere. Ain't no dog sense. Anyways. It's crazy up in here in this office, but we're going to be all right. We're going to get it done. I'm going to holler at your boy, Saint Nicholas. Sit down. Tie these elves up in here.
Man, I appreciate you, Santa. Santa over there busy, as y'all see that boy working.
Yeah, man. Shout out to James doing his thing.
Yes.
You talking about Miss Claus over there doing the ceiling challenge? I'm like, wait a minute now.
Oh, no.
What got going on? Kind of elf shop operation y'all running?
No. No, not the ceiling challenge. No.
Miss Claus, I don't
know. No.
I clutch my pearls.
No. Mm-mm.
You got.
That's the wrong kind of cake.
Wow.
Santa had a little bit too much egg now. She had a little too much egg now. That special egg now. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. But no, we got a great show for you today, man. We're talking about a lot of different stuff. Kung Fu Panda got a new trailer coming out. Hey, Alex Foley hitting your screen again. The Color Purple. It's going to be everywhere pretty soon. So we got a lot coming. whole bunch, a lot more. This XML show. Stay live. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the big stage where we talk about news, current events, and a whole lot of other stuff that's going on around. Of course, before we move any further, y'all already know. Y'all been here all year. Y'all know what y'all got to do, right? You know what you got to do. You know what they got to do, right?
You know what you do.
You got to like,
share, comment, and subscribe, please. Please, please, please.
Yes, yes. Push the button.
Yeah, put us in the algorithm. Riggle.
Right. No, but and also December 22nd, that's later on this week. We want y'all to come out with us, right? Come have a good time. Come sing all those holiday songs that you love, the, you know, In My Mind, all that. Just sing all the songs you want at our karaoke party that we're hosting.
Yeah, that's right. Come on out and enjoy the good old holiday spirit with us. That's a kick off Christmas weekend.
Kick off Christmas with a little fun before you get stressed out. Have a little fun. Before. Yeah, I know, like, last minute shoppers. You know, them last minute shoppers go out there, maybe.
Yeah.
So come out.
I'm always out there, y'all. I'm out there paving through the stores trying to find those last minute sales and deals. But then one cousin that decided to come home for Christmas we haven't seen in 5 years.
So what you're telling me is that you get gifts for everybody?
I try to get gifts for everybody. Like, if I know that they're going to be there at wherever we're celebrating,
right?
I don't want nobody to feel left out. You know what I'm saying? Especially if they don't come often or whatever. Like, you want your family to continue to come. So, I mean, just a little small little gift, a scarf set, that's cute. Hey, you know, something, whatever, like a gift card, something, just something to say, hey, we're glad you're here.
Right. Yeah. You know what? You're a good person. Stay like that, Tashay. Don't let society change you. Don't be over here. It's lonesome over here.
Oh, let me see what that button is.
Don't come over here. Don't come on this side.
Speaking of that, because one of the things we wanted to talk about today is just being careful out there in these holiday streets, because it's rough out there.
It
watch
is.
Your back, lock your cars.
Yep.
Pay attention to your surroundings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And not only that, but pay attention to, like, people following you around the store or around the mall. Like, not just outside the store, you got to pay attention to your surroundings, but inside the stores. Pay attention to your surroundings, because sometimes you could be being followed and you don't even know it.
Yeah.
So definitely y'all be safe out there. Have a happy holiday season. Have fun. Get you some hot chocolate, some eggnog, but be safe.
I seen the video, because I probably was cutting off. My internet is tripping this morning. But I saw a video where they had these three guys open up a row of mailboxes. Like, you know, like your mailboxes be outside. I know our mailboxes don't be at the end of the street. It be like at the corner with everybody else's mail, like in them little big gray boxes. Man, I don't know. Mm-hmm. They open it up and they end up opening up everybody's boxes and just start taking all their mail out of the box. And they moved on to another box. They moved on to another box. It was cleaning everybody's mailboxes out. Mm.
That is a federal offense.
Yeah, it is.
That look at me sound like that.
Yeah, that sounds like a federal offense. Go to jail.
Man, you gotta watch it, man. Don't go. It's like people work hard for it.
I'm not snitching. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That sounds bad, people. You cannot steal people's mail. That's horrible.
Yep, the porch pirates, got to watch out for them too. All your Amazon packages. Mm-hmm. I hope my wife is done with her Amazon shopping because, man, they.
I don't even send it to my address no more. I just pick it up at the hub location.
Yep, at the hub. Yep.
Yes. Gotta watch.
I think I have one thing still coming. I have one thing that I'm waiting on from the Goat app. From the Goat app. Y'all know what the Goat app is.
I thought you were just calling Amazon the Goat app, but explain.
No, that okay. So let me just upgrade you just a little bit real quick. Okay, so fellas, if you love tennis shoes, if you like to purchase tennis shoes, new, old, collectibles, whatever, you can get them on the GOAT app. That's G-O-A-T app. Where you get your shoes. Bam.
Hmm.
Check them out.
Well, shout out to the GOAT app.
I have boys. So, you know, I have to be updated with all the stuff.
Okay, okay. Mike, what we got going on in sports, man?
All right. So, I did a little sports show last night. A lot of things is going on. Bill Belichick could be retiring after this year. The man is 71 years old. He put a lot of hardware into New England. We all know the relationship that he has with Tom Brady and that whole Robert Kraft and the things that he did with New England out the years. This may be his last year. Who knows? Guinness Gagakopompo. I can't never say his name right. I'm just going to call him the Greek.
Antetokounmpo.
Okay. Guinness Antetokounmpo. Right? All right.
That was close. That was close enough.
All right, then. We good.
I can't say it every time. I'm not even gonna do myself like that.
And
you was brave.
You was
brave for trying.
Guinness and Akupo. Okay, so he scored 64 points in the game, and he was looking for his ball, and the other team took it, and they say no, that's petty, boy. The Indiana Pacers should be named Indiana Petties, but they took the game ball, and then they said something that is the rookie. There's a whole bunch of mess with that. Then also, too, it was another little throwdown fight with old Draymond Green. I don't know what
that man is a menace.
Draymond, you need to keep your hands to yourself.
That man is a menace. He is a menace.
His explanation. He's like, I was turning my hip.
Every time my
hand was just going like this. And it just so happened to catch his face.
Boom, to the left.
I was trying to say foul.
He always come with a very logical answer, but it doesn't look logical on camera. So I don't know what's going on with Draymond. I talked about that as well too. And then I also talked about Cam Newton. Cam Newton has a very valid point between what he say and versus what the media say, but then they get on him, but the media say the same thing. All that and so much more, and plus Thursday night football was passed, and the NFL is almost at its wraps going into the playoffs, but all that and more at, you know where it's at, Chasing Wins with your boy, Mike. Come all, come forth. Come as you are.
Let's go, Mike.
Yeah,
you got some great topics. Y'all catch a show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And also, lastly, for the big stage here, Tesla pretty much recalled all the cars that they put out, those self-driving cars.
They
not as safe, you don't think, huh? They recalled nearly 2 million cars to fix a defective system. That's supposed to ensure drivers are paying attention when using the autopilot.
I mean, for everyone who have the self-driving cars, like, I don't know if everyone uses, you know, the self-driving part of it, but hey, go get them cars fixed, because that's one thing you definitely don't want is a car driving you around that needs to be recalled and fixed, because anything could happen because you're not in control of the car.
And I've seen how some of these folks drive out here. I don't think autopilot, you can't computerize some crazy drivers.
No,
for real.
And art definitely imitates life. There's a good movie that's on Netflix now called The World Can Wait Till Tomorrow, I believe. I'm probably saying the title wrong, but it got Marshawn Ali on it. And it has Ethan Hawke on it, too. It has a good cast. And Kevin Bacon is in it as well. But it's one scene that's on there where the cars, the Tesla cars, start driving itself. And it was crashing into each other. And they got out of the car and they looking and they think people is in the car. It's not. Like, the cars was just going into a straight line. Boom, one after the other. Boom, one after the other. And like 2-3 weeks later, we get this. I just put that out there. But go watch that movie on Netflix, man. It's a good movie. It got Julia Roberts in it as well too, and you'll know what I'm talking about when you see that, you know, that scene. So
yeah, I like Julia Roberts, but like when it comes to like things that do stuff on their own, I'm always really skeptical because I feel like it's a man-made, and we sometimes make mistakes, and sometimes we may be a little off. And I don't want something to be like complete control over, you know, my life like that. I don't even think I would want a robot to like clean my house. You know how you have that little robot to like do the floor cleaning? If it's like a little round one that kind of
goes. You don't like that one? I'm cool with that one. I like that one.
No, I don't. Just skeptical. Call me a conspiracy theorist if you want, but no, I don't want that.
Is it a conspiracy?
You know what? You know who to thank? Thank Transformers for that. Thank Transformers for that. That movie is the movie that really, you know what I'm talking about?
That's the movie that really got me.
You know what? If everything just decided to just act up like that, what would we do?
No. It's the Matrix. What is it called? Matrix Animation. They have like little short cartoons. And one of the cartoons that they had showed the very first machine that was built that turned against the human. And they killed it. And then another one did the same thing. It's like the machines uprised on humans.
Right.
That's how the Matrix started.
That's crazy. See,
I need to start watching
all of that. I'm scared of all of that. I don't want, like, and then the way that robots are themselves, like, y'all know I'm a little nerd, but robots are teaching themselves at a level to where we're not going to be able to keep up with what they learn. So, like, when it comes to a point to where they're way smarter than us, because it definitely can happen, and it will, because they're teaching themselves, and they're themselves at such a fast rate, like it'll take us a lifetime to learn something that they could teach themselves in 2 minutes. What we gonna do?
What they gonna do?
What are they gonna do?
We gonna be here. It ain't far away. It is not far away because
so we got zombies, we got robots, and we got the war. Vampires. We got a lot of things going on.
Aliens. We got a lot aliens. Of things going on.
Let me just say something. Can all of that please be on hold?
It was like a 2-year break at least.
Can all that please be on hold after Grand Theft Auto 6 come out? After Grand Theft Auto 6 come out, all hell can be raised. I'm good. I return to my creator.
Now to end this segment, you know, just robots are taking over. The revolution will not be terrible. Definitely coming up though, we got the Critics Corner. Definitely stay locked here. Just Acting Up Show with Chris, Tashay, and Mike.
Yeah.
Be right back. Welcome to the Critics Corner, where we talk about your favorite TV shows, movies, everything that's popping in the Hollywood side of things. But before we get into that, Shout out to my boy who's not here, Jaffe. VIP room. You know, y'all be sure to check that out. Jaffe's VIP room, where they go into in-depth analysis of your favorite TV shows and movies and more. And so, here in the Critics Corner. Now, before we get into it, we did touch on it in the last segment with the name of that. Have y'all watched that movie with Julia Roberts and Mahershala Ali?
Yeah, I have.
I haven't.
I haven't watched it yet, but I've heard a lot of people talk about just the ending. They didn't like the ending. They said it was good, but then the ending was just...
Yeah, you want it more, and it just was like, okay, we'll accept it for what it is. But yeah, the ending was kind of like... It was a build-up all the way throughout the movie. Then you like, here come the ending, and then it's over. I'm like, the hell was that? But...
Well, I heard that this movie was under the President Obama's and Michelle Obama's their movie company.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This is under their movie company.
Oh wow.
So that's
wow.
Yeah, a lot of people like.
Yeah, that's a little bit creepy. I'm telling you now since you done said that, Jane. I mean, Chris. I suggest everybody to watch that movie. You will understand exactly, like, that makes a lot of sense. And it makes it very creepy, too.
Hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that.
God damn. Woo! Well, now I got really
out of watch. Well, all right. Now, yeah.
Yeah, so... coming out soon, Kung Fu Panda. They just released for Kung Fu Panda 4. Mm-hmm. You know, I love a good karate movie, cartoon or not.
I like Kung Fu Panda. Yeah, I like how he always like incorporate eating while he is beating everybody up, but I like that.
Yeah, I got lost in the Kung Fu Panda saga because I honestly thought they already came out with 4.
They came out with a TV series.
Yeah, it's a TV series that I got confused. Okay, cool.
Yeah, they came out with a TV series, and I mean, they've been milking that for the longest. Yeah, I just want Jack Black though to do another song like he did for Mario.
Oh man,
I was jamming that the other day. Mario, Luigi, and a donkey come too.
Okay, I know is when Oscars come down, he should win nomination. Come on, Oscars be tripping, man. They don't. They've been tripping lately. But he should win an award for that song.
Yeah, he definitely should. Also, trailer that dropped, you know, your favorite Beverly Hills Cop is back. You know, Eddie Murphy is back as Alex Foley in Beverly Hills Cop 4. They dropped the trailer. The trailer looks good. Looks like a good movie.
Yeah.
Like and if I'm not mistaken, you may see some of our past guests in that movie. I'm not going to say who. You got to watch it when it comes out. But this is the thing with trailers with me. They drop it, but then it don't come out till like 8 months later. I'm like, y'all could have gave me like a 2-month notice.
Man, I'm trying to tell you, bro.
I don't got hype for nothing. I'm like, it don't even.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that.
Yeah,
like that's not the trailer too early. It'd be like just hold it just for a little bit longer so that we could be closer to the date of when the movie actually comes out. Like that's too long to be sitting waiting excited.
Or the part that irritates me is that they drop it so early and then it's like this is trailer 1, and then you gotta look forward to trailer 2, and then you look forward to trailer 3, and then even after trailer 3, you gotta wait.
You have so many YouTubers, you have so many reviews that they'll break down the trailer to death.
I know. I don't even watch it.
Behind the hidden gem. Did you know that his jacket was really, you know, it was just like, it's a secret of this. So
why?
Happening in the movie. And you watch the movie don't be nothing about what they thought it was going to be. Okay.
No.
They just guessing.
Mm-hmm.
They just guess along with everybody else. But when it comes to some trailers, like some movies, you know, like you wonder why do it be so long in between the time. Like sometimes we'll forget that it's even coming out because the trailer, you know, we'll be like, oh yeah, we forgot that. We just seen the trailer last year.
that's true.
Yeah. Especially Fast and Furious.
They're gonna milk that to the end. Endgame starts set of precedents. Marvel set of the precedents with them doing movies not completing the whole story, especially if they know you're gonna come back, like Fast and Furious. Right. And with Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And like, okay, we're gonna just leave you with this cliffhanger. And they want you to build it up all this time. So they want to make sure they come back, coming back to watch it again.
Yeah, like with when Candyman had dropped, I think that movie would have been bigger than it was if the pandemic wouldn't have came, because they set that movie back so many times. I never forget. I looked at the update when they say, "Oh no, you're gonna have to wait another year." Like, come on! And then the crazy part was it was supposed to drop in the next 2 months, and they said, "Nope, wait another year."
Gotcha.
Now, shifting gears, right? While we're talking Candyman and all that stuff, let's talk about Zack Snyder. Zack Snyder said he'll continue to his DCEU. Is that how you call it? DCEU? Yeah. His DCEU if Netflix buys it. So some of those what was it? The Justice League that he did and everything may continue on with Netflix.
Well, Netflix, what you gonna do?
Yeah,
it's your call. I mean, it's the money maker. They already got most of DC stuff over there.
Yeah, they really do. They do. So yeah, that'd be cool for Netflix. It'd be a good look for Netflix.
I mean, because is it me or is it like it's slowed up a lot with the new shows because of the strike, right? So it's like now is your time to like grasp everybody's attention again. Like put some of these things out. If somebody is presenting you something that could potentially bring a lot of people back, because I mean you started to go to a lot of you got tired of watching the same stuff on Netflix, so it's like okay, you know.
Yeah. And Justice League, man, that the Snyder cuts, that was absolutely amazing. And what he did was he left one hell of a cliffhanger, you know, at the end of that Justice League. And it was a 4-hour-long movie. So, hey, you got to get the fans what they want, though. People want those Snyder cuts, and they got it. So, I can't see the DCU losing, and I can't see Netflix losing. They just going to have to pay that money. They got it.
They do. As long as they've been
jipping
people out their money.
Boy, membership used to be $5 back then, boy.
Right? I mean... As long as they've been showing people stuff without paying them and, you know, without having to pay residuals to the actresses and the actors that put in the hard work, I mean, I'm pretty sure they got it. Yeah, and they went up on their prices, too.
I said, $5 back then. Now it's like, how much? $20?
Almost, damn near.
Almost?
They got it.
Shout out to T-Mobile because I get my Netflix to them for free.
Shout out to T-Mobile, boy. Shout out to T-Mobile. T-Mobile.
Okay, the clutch. Man.
Boy, I never did. I called that lady. I said, I want to take something out of my bill. My bill costs too much. And she was like, well, you do know you get Netflix, you know, since you're a T-Mobile customer. I said, you know what? Never mind, lady. Never mind. I ain't never had to see a Netflix bill come across my account ever since.
You know what I'm saying? Now, and some somber.
And for those who don't know, y'all gotta tell them how to get their Netflix free through T-Mobile, because some people may not know.
I've been telling people.
I didn't know when I got it. I didn't know.
I looked at my bill. I said, oh, no, something got to get trimmed down this bill. Once that lady told me that, I ain't never called them and interrupted the force ever since. I said, okay, God, I hear you. Thank you. I'm good. I'm straight.
Now, Get on the Bus. That great movie. Thick as Thieves. I mean, Fantastic Four, Silver Surfer, Superman, Batman, Apocalypse. What else? Brooklyn Nine-Nine. All films, projects that actor Andre Breyer was a part of, and he recently passed away. So this one, send condolences out to him and his family. He's been a big contribution in this industry for a long time. Yeah. So just want to, I know it's tough hit losing a loved one around the holidays. So, definitely send prayers and condolences to his family.
Absolutely.
Yes. And now, also, Jonathan Majors, he's been everywhere again. Come out about his upcoming, since his trial has been going on and everything, video of what's going on with him and his girl. His ex-girlfriend. Did y'all hear the speech that he gave her?
Did y'all see her chasing that man?
She was chasing that man. That man was gone. Leave Jonathan Majors alone, man. I like old Jonathan Majors.
When I said chasing him, I said, ain't no damn way I'm going to be chasing somebody like that. It just whooped me up if that's the case.
Allegedly. Allegedly. But he was gone. He was all in Midtown New York. Like, ain't nobody never noticed that. That's Jonathan Majors. That's Kane the Conqueror going down the,
Is that a variant?
It's a variant going down the street. Like, ain't nobody never catch on to that.
That is so crazy. He was track running and she was running behind him. That is weird.
He was keeping up.
That is so weird. Did y'all hear the conversation between them? Like, I didn't get to hear the conversation.
I heard it. The conversation was actually, he was definitely meant to be an actor. I felt like the way he spoke, the portion I heard, he was just telling her, like, hey, like, you know, like how much what he is in the culture and what he means to the culture, and just like how she carries herself. Like, he started talking about public black women like Coretta Scott King and this and the other, like how they had to carry themselves in a certain way. And it's like what she do in public getting drunk is like, that's not representative. She's an extension of him. So what she's doing in public is not a good look. And like, he was giving her a speech, like he was her daddy. not a well representation of what I want represented. Cause that's not the plan. He's like, that's not the plan. Like, he had his plan on how he want his career to go. Derailed all that.
That's what I picked up as well too. And it's just a messed up situation for both parties. And then especially when it's all aired down into like social media, the courtroom, and then it trickles down into social media. Like TMZ is a MFers. Boy, they will get a hold of everything, no matter what. If you was picking your nose in public and you went to jail for it, TMZ got the footage. Got the footage, boy. I'm telling you, boy.
I don't know how they be at the right place at the right time.
So since we're talking about it, to all the future entertainers out there and to everybody, this is what someone was told me. That's close to the source. So TMZ got cops everywhere around this country. They on the payroll. You don't know who they are. Don't know what they represent, right? What they do is, the reason why they get this information so fast is because it comes up through the radio, and then once the cops are on the scene, they pay the cops like $10,000 to $6,000 on the scene or whatever to leak footage, to get this. So wherever celebrities go, just best believe somebody on TMZ's payroll is there. So if they in a hotel room or something, they there. If they at a club, they there. They are definitely everywhere that wherever a celebrity is at, they, and they have the money the Capitol to get them to do whatever. You remember when Ray Rice, that elevator situation? Mm-hmm. TMZ had the video before the NFL did. Somebody in that organization leaked it. When Draymond, what he did with Jordan Poole, TMZ had it. Mm-hmm. Before the NBA had it, and then somebody leaked it to TMZ. They sold it to TMZ.
And what about what happened on the elevator with Jay-Z and Solange and Beyonce?
TMZ. Somebody in TMZ. I'm telling you, TMZ got that money.
I was like, how did they get that footage?
Yep. TMZ got it on site. Courtroom documents or whatever. Somebody in the court, hey, man, what happened in the court? Boom, 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 boom. They'll tell you.
That's crazy.
So it's a cold world we live in, but that's how it works. Yeah. That's how it works. So TMZ on site.
But you know, I guess I want to get to the point to where we're at we can just kind of get clarity of like how quickly everybody went to judge Jonathan Majors. Like as soon as this story had came out, there was so many people that was like just, you know, canceling him. And the thing about it is what we have to understand is that sometimes we judge too quickly and we need to just give it a minute and wait before we judge to get all the information. Yeah. Because we know TMZ may bring out the story, but it might not always be the right angle. They may have the story, but it may still be some parts of the story that is not presented fairly or inadequate. You know, it may be an inadequate story.
It's one of those things where in today's culture, it's just not about. I guess journalistic integrity is not a thing. It's whoever puts the story out first, but not if the story has any facts to it. You know, it's like whoever gets to it. Mm-hmm. It's all about clickbaits. You know.
Yeah. So. And if it sounds juicy, they're putting it out, regardless if it's right or not.
You have to wait. You have to wait for these things to pan out to see and. The media has a crazy way of like twisting these things, like to make it like when he said the whole Coretta Scott and all that, when he compared the two with her, you look in the comments and obviously she's not black. They like, well, you can't get that from a white woman, and then it's then it goes there. And then once he goes there, it must stay there. And then you will hear, you know, people say, well, that's what you would get if you date a white woman. And then that narrative comes. And then you got people coming out in the back saying that when he used to go to school here, he was aggressive. Then you got that narrative that was seeming at the time. I don't think it has any teeth with that, but they, in the beginning, they were saying that Jonathan Majors was aggressive or whatever may have you, but never abusive, I guess. So when those things come up, it paints him in a corner. Like, he is like an abuser, and he's that, and he's this and that and so forth. That's why Disney is sitting back waiting for whatever is going to happen. And then people run with the narrative with that, like, oh, Disney is going to replace him. Disney never came out replacing him, saying anything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they haven't said that at all.
But if he's found guilty, then of course they're going to have to replace him, you know?
Yeah.
But
it's a lot riding on this. It's a lot riding on this for him, reputation, you know, where he's staying with the community. And he's really, really on trial. Not just him, but we are on trial. And I'm saying that because I really do mean that. Like, we on trial. And it comes to a point to where we got to start holding, if this thing does go in his favor, what is going to happen of the situation with the young lady, you know? And I applaud Miss Megan Good. She's been standing by him throughout all of this. She's been standing by him, and she has been his rock through all of this situation. But, you know, I just hope it's like the start of their relationship just came. It was rocky for a rocky situation for them, because they really didn't get a chance to like really just be, because it's like right when they got together, like this stuff kind of was coming out.
Now you gotta go to court with them.
Right, so like
the start of a relationship.
Exactly. Yeah. And she's been there and she's been supportive. So, you know, I just hope for the best for them. Now she did have some bruising on her fingers and stuff, but you know, it's really weird, this story. And I really hope it comes out good for the both of them, because I feel like if it comes out to where he didn't really do it and he's not guilty, I think she is going to get a little backlash from that, because at this point, it's been a lot of women who have said, oh, this guy did this or this guy did that, and then come back that they didn't do it or it wasn't enough evidence to convict them, you know? Yeah. So it's like, the men going to get tired of that.
Yeah, very true. So it's so much to unpack there. Yeah. So I wish the best for everybody involved in that situation. And now, I don't know if y'all seen it yet. It's on Netflix, but they dropped that Squid Games challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Show.
Mm-hmm.
That show is good. I watched it. It was pretty good. It's just as intense as, not as intense because people not dying, but as the Squid Games. And they play the games from the Squid Games with real people from all over, whether it's from the U.S. to the U.K., but it's people from all over. And it's a good game. It really has people questioning who they are, what their character. It tests your character, you know. But it gets deep. So if y'all get a chance, check that out, the Squid Games Challenge. So
And they paid them people.
I think the grand prize was $4.5 million.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah. That person say they haven't got paid yet.
Oh really?
Well. That's what they say.
That's tricky.
Maybe that's another test of the character.
No, there ain't no test.
You know, putting up season two.
I need my money.
You have to be honest and pay them people.
Yeah, pay them people.
It was this one scene that had me cracking up, because one guy got to get a burger and everybody was like, ooh, real food. And they gave him like two of them. They said you could share. And this one girl just came in there and just grabbed the whole burger and just ate it to herself. I'm just like, they didn't even try to share it. Just walked out and tore it up.
Damn it, boy.
Yeah.
But people like to show their true character. It's one of those ones that test your character. Like, you see the good and the worst of people in that show. Moving on to other news. Anthony Anderson. You know, he'll be hosting the Emmys. He'll be hosting the Emmys. So that's going to be big for him. Congrats to him.
Yeah.
Big.
That's good. I mean, the Emmys is one of those things that we watch and we always looking for our representation on there in the Emmys, you know.
Facts. But yeah, shout out to Anthony Anderson on that. And also this week, What If Season 2 drops on Disney Plus. I know a lot of us been waiting for that. What If?
Oh.
Yeah.
I wonder what crazy scenario is going to be this time.
Yeah, what if Disney go bankrupt? Disney been having some problems, boy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, aren't they gearing up for the Princess and the Frog? From what I've heard.
What, the live one?
Yeah.
No, man.
No.
I didn't hear nothing like that. I heard Moana, but not Princess and the Frog, the live version.
I did. I heard Princess and the Frog live version, real people. It's in the works, so.
All right, Tashay.
They can't be going bankrupt and not with. I'm waiting on that.
You playing with my emotions, because I did watch Princess and the Frog the other night.
See, I'm telling you, this is it. They better come out with Princess and the Frog and stop. Come on, Disney, y'all can do this. Y'all gotta pull through, because I want this Princess and the Frog movie.
They say it's been rumors. They say it's been
rumors. It's rumors. And I'm hoping that the rumors are true. Oh, I'm hoping.
Don't you disrespect me, little man.
Coco Jones needs to be. Coco Jones. Yes.
The original. The original one. I like her. I like her. No, keep everybody the same. Real talk. Especially the Shadow Man. He had the best intro. That lady,
he really did.
That old lady didn't have it. That old lady didn't have it. I like her too. When she's like, oh, you messed with that Shadow Man, yeah?
It's so funny. But look, I did. Okay, so I like her friend's voice. Her friend.
Jermaine. Yeah.
Yes.
Jermaine. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I want this movie so bad, y'all. Please.
Me too.
We gotta send a positive vibes. Positive vibes for Princess and the Frog Live. I think that'll be dope. And Moana. I think Moana will be dope too.
Yeah.
I actually got to see the like I took my girls to see the Disney on Ice and they did the Moana part of it. And I don't know if you remember the part where the grandmother turns into the stingray.
Mm-hmm.
In the movie. And so they had this really big stingray that they created, and people were under them. It was like moving in unison and being a stingray, and they had the whole stage. It was just like, and mind you, they're on skates, and they have this thing on top of them. And to us, it just looked like a big stingray, and it was just skating all on the ice. It was so dope. I think that's what made me really say, you know what, a live version of this would be dope.
Yeah,
that will be. That will be.
Yeah.
But how they would do the water part of it, I don't know. But yeah,
they'll figure it out.
Especially now,
Haley Bailey, Fantasia Marino, Danielle Brooks, Coleman Domingo, Taraji Henson, Corey Hawkins, Sierra Hurd. Mm-hmm. I mean, so many people. It's so many names.
Yeah.
Color Purple.
Oh man,
the 23 remake is coming out this Christmas.
Yeah,
there's a lot of buzz around it.
Yes,
I'm definitely going.
I'm going.
Yeah, and I was quickly corrected when I saw this video because I wasn't a fan of it coming out because I'm like, you don't remake that. But it's not the remake of the movie. They said it's the musical from the play. So that's a difference. Like they got the Color Purple movie. No, it's the Color Purple musical that they're doing.
Yes.
In theaters, okay. So
yes.
I got it.
Right. Fantasia. She was great when she did it on Broadway, and so of course that's why she was the perfect choice for the casting.
Can't wait! Oh my god, I can't wait to watch it. And you know, like seeing my first Broadway show was like such an inspiration because I know they killed it. Oh, I know they killed it when they did it in Broadway. I wanted to see it too, and I just didn't get a chance to. So, them putting this movie together definitely is a good way for everyone to be able to see the
Agreed.
In a different light, I guess.
Yeah. So, definitely, everybody, if you get a chance, check that out. The Color Purple coming out this holiday.
Okay, so. Hold on, wait, before we go, Chris, what is your favorite character in The Color Purple?
Yeah. Really, The Color Purple? From the movie?
Yes. The movie, yes. Your favorite character.
We'll make sure, because I don't want to be... It's going to have to be... I'm going to say Shug.
You say Shug?
Shug. Okay. I can't say Harpo, that's for sure. Who likes Harpo? Harpo Beeper. No.
My favorite one was the dad. You remember the dad? The dad was so subtle and cool. And, you know, Oprah's character, I forgot her name, but she wasn't speaking at the table. And then when she did say something, the dad was like, well, look at the dead done arise.
why you had that voice? And y'all ain't talking like that. Well,
you gonna let your woman talk to you like that, boy, in your house?
Oh my goodness! I like Suge. Suge was my favorite. And I guess the reason why is because out of all of the ladies, like, she was the one who, like, all, and I don't want to sound cliche when I say this, but all the men respected her. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't treat her like they treated the other women.
Right.
Maybe it was because she was an entrepreneur and she kind of, you know, carried this. She had this confidence about herself because maybe of some of the things that she was doing with music and whatever, you know. But even her husband, he, like, took such good care of her in the movie.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, wow, I like that. I like that. So she was always the one I would be like, okay, if we, you know, if me and my sister, you know, was watching a movie, we would sometimes say, okay, well, I'm playing this. I'm this person. I'm that person. You know, when we're young, we all do that. Mm-hmm, I right. would always be like, I'm Suge. She was really cool in the movie. I can't wait to see this movie. Y'all just don't understand how excited I am. I told my sister, I said, I don't know what you got going on Christmas. Because, you know, me and her are like best friends. So I was like, I don't know what you got going on Christmas. But if you think you're not going to come to see this Color Purple movie with me, you are sadly mistaken. I am picking you up at 7 o'clock. Be ready. Because that's where we're going. So.
Be there or be square.
Yeah, I'm kidnapping her. I don't care. She getting kidnapped.
I can't wait. And so now coming up next segment, we're gonna see, you know, just because it's the holidays don't mean people ain't gonna act a fool. So there's some people definitely acting the fool this week, so we're gonna talk about acting the fool next segment. Just like that.
All right, so everyone, this is the part of the show where Chris go on and tell his many, 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 many jokes, and I hope this time they land, but well, hey, we'll just see how that goes. Just acting a fool. So Chris, come on, who's acting a fool today, Christopher?
My jokes always land.
Okay, what did land?
With style and grace, synonymous and lace. All right, so we're going to Colorado. Two men were convicted of felony theft. You know, I know it's holiday time and people, you know, there's a lot of stuff goes on around this time of year, right? You know, like, did you know that retail businesses say they lose about $112 billion alone? That's what they lost last year in just theft, retail theft. In 2021, it was $93 billion. I mean, people thieve around the holidays. So, these two guys, Michael Green, age 50, Byron Bolden, age 37, they were formally sentenced this month after being convicted for retail theft at Kohl's. Yeah. So they stole brand name shoes, clothing, and numerous high-end kitchen appliances, getting them nicknamed the Kitchen Aid Mixer Crew. The two men were identified by the store surveillance footage and initially pleaded not guilty. Now, when they were at trial, the attorney tried to get a sentence lowered, right? Tried to get it dropped to a misdemeanor and not a felony, because in Colorado, if you steal anything over $2,000, that's a felony. Under $2,000, that's a misdemeanor. So the items they stole totaled out to $2,094.98.
Oh, hell no.
Yes, were over the mark. And so, yeah, the retailers, one person said the retailers in the community were fed up with the theft that had been happening. And so ultimately, they got convicted and the pair got the felony charges. Green was sentenced to 15 months in prison, but he is currently in the Department of Corrections on a separate conviction. And Bolden was sentenced to 90 days in jail with a credit for time served as an 18-month probation. So, yeah, they $94. If they would have just not took that one last thing, they would have had a misdemeanor.
That is crazy.
Yes. That's okay, man.
That sucks. Shouldn't have been stolen in the first place, but man, yeah.
How do you steal that much stuff out of Kohl's?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Kohl's.
How? Because they must have just went out with the basket. They must have had a basket full of stuff and was like, and just walked right up.
They must have doubled back, because Kohl's be having stuff like $20. $20, $9, $5. Kohl's is like Burlington's, right?
Yeah.
So how you still worth $20,000 worth of stuff out of Kohl's?
And then like that really expensive jewelry and stuff, they'd be having it in like a case. So I wouldn't say, but let me tell you something. Clothes do have some expensive stuff in there, like in their home department, like how they would send like their cookware and they like home goods and stuff like that.
They just spending like, stuff just to steal stuff.
I don't know. That have to be. That is crazy. But I don't know. They shoes, you know, sometimes can cost a little bit too.
I think it's the high end kitchen appliances is what got
me. That's what I was thinking. It had to be the appliances. That's
had to get that juicer, huh? Just had to have that juicer.
Had to get that. Had to get that air fryer, huh? That's what did it, right?
Now, I'm trying to get some new platewares for mama and stuff for Christmas.
Yeah.
Ceramics.
Now, do y'all want to hear a joke about thieves?
Of course.
Of course.
You may not like it. It's stolen. I'm back. I haven't been back in a while.
Let's go, Mike.
Yay.
Yeah. You got us, Mike. We was ready too. We was like, yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, go ahead, Chris. Wow.
Why was E the only letter in the alphabet to get a Christmas present?
I don't know.
Because the rest of the letters were not E. They were not E.
Oh,
come on now, that's a good one. Think about it. They were not E.
Yeah, okay. When he hits you, right, you be like, oh. All right.
So now,
Chris, let's go, Chris. I know you got one more for me, Chris. Come on.
One more for the last year. One more.
One more. Well, this is more so of a public service announcement because I really want to say this for real, straight up, straight face. It's getting bad out here. I usually make a joke on this, but I have to say this public service announcement. Ladies, please stop asking Santa Claus for the man of your dreams. I almost got kidnapped 4 times last week. Stop. Lord, let me be.
Chris, which reindeer came to scoop you up, Chris? Which reindeer said, you've been requested?
That's that old school Chris, boy. That's the old school Chris. That's the TSU Chris.
You had it up on the shelf, came and picked you up.
That's that old school Chris, boy. That's the old school Chris line right there. Yeah.
I know not what he talking of. I have evolved.
Yes, he do. Don't let Chris fool y'all. He's a ladies man.
Yeah, he a ladies man. Yeah. That's that old school Chris, boy.
Chris?
I don't know. What's up? Time wrap segment up, so. Let's go ahead and we're going to go ahead and get into the balancing act next. Just acting up. Oh. Hey, what are you doing? Santa, get your people.
My people kidnapping
him. Don't kidnap Chris. We need Chris, please.
Yeah, don't kidnap Chris.
I bring these jokes back next year.
All these people kidnapping Chris, huh?
It's because
I'm just saying.
All right, welcome to the Balancing Act. Of course, Christmas is here. It's the holidays. New Year's right around the corner. So we just want to say from the Just Acting Up show for all y'all support, everybody that's liked, shared, followed, subscribed, come to any event we have, we want to say thank you. Great Christmas. Be safe and have a great, great Christmas. What do y'all got planned for the holidays?
Food.
Being around friends and family and just relaxing. Feeling, man. Christmas falls on a Monday. Hey, couldn't be a better day.
Right. That's a good day.
Yeah.
I mean, when it comes to Christmas, like I like to do like traditional type things. I like to do like some arts and crafts with the kids and stuff, like painting, like, you know, and put it up. So I'm just looking forward to being creative, doing some creative things with my children. I like to make like cookies and different kind of stuff and sprinkles and just, you know, just decorating and just having fun and eating bad, really bad.
Yeah.
I think I'm tired of the dressing, though. Please don't nobody bring me no more dressing.
Oh, no, no, no. It's Christmas. That's Thanksgiving. So
yeah, some people was talking about that. I said, what y'all eating for Christmas? They was like, yeah, we're going to do some more dressing and turkey. No. What y'all want for Christmas?
I actually want some dressing because I didn't get to get my granny's dressing because she was out of town. None of her good fix-ins. So I definitely want that. Looks like Mike's screen froze. Mike was like, he rolling his eyes. Look, it froze on you, rolling your eyes. There you go. No, but okay. here we go. Yeah, I definitely want the fix-ins and the dressing because I ain't get my granny's dressing on Thanksgiving. They had her out of town, so I'm definitely pulling up. Like, granny, hey. You already know what it is. You know how you get that. Just come on, just give me the plate.
What about you, Mike? What y'all like to eat for Christmas?
Thanksgiving, my sister-in-law really came through. Man, we had mac and cheese. We had dressing. I don't think we had dressing. No, we didn't. We had other stuff like red beans, rice, and all that. But it was really, really good. This year, I don't know what we're going to eat. I think we're going to get something and spread it amongst out to everybody. You know, I don't think we're going to – because on Christmas, we don't concern with food, you know. That's Thanksgiving. So, of course, we're going to have food there, but that's not the main, you know, the main thing. It's just all of us being together. Whatever, you know, sharing our gifts. So just really just Christmas is different when you become an adult, though, you know.
Yeah.
It's all about time you spend.
Forward to some gumbo. Sorry? I'm looking forward to some gumbo. I'm fixing a big pot of gumbo for Christmas. Big pot of gumbo.
That's what we eat. I'm gumboed out. We had that for Thanksgiving.
We don't have no gumbo for Thanksgiving. So that's
yeah.
You're going to get your turkey and stuff, but I didn't get no gumbo for Thanksgiving. Like, literally, Thanksgiving just be, like, down south Thanksgiving food.
Yeah.
But come Christmas, that's when we normally do our, like, this one normally do, like, a big gumbo.
Yeah.
So, excited. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, since this is the last show of the year, what's your favorite moment from this year?
We had a lot of great moments.
We really did.
I think Comic Palooza for me was my favorite. Yeah. I had never been to anything like that.
Yeah.
And I'm a big kid at heart. I love Disney and I love, you know, watching certain things that I don't think a lot of other grown folks would like to watch or do. And just seeing people in cosplay and seeing all the different characters and all the different, you know, the different, you know, sections that they had and all the fun stuff and the events. I think that was like the highlight of my year. It was something totally different. I was not expecting to have that much fun at Comic Palooza.
Yeah, I believe Comic Palooza was that, you know. Yeah, it was up there. I'd be forgetting all the stuff that we had done this year until, like, somebody realized, like, bro, you did Comic Palooza. Y'all did this. Y'all did that. That first night was, man.
That party?
Man, that first night was.
It was nice.
I had so much fun.
I did, too.
I quit my job the next day.
Now, definitely, Comic Palooza was definitely a big highlight. And also, like the red carpet we did this year, the big red carpet, masquerade.
Yeah,
there was a lot of adversity on that red carpet, but the way we kind of just we made it work, and like, we adjusted on the fly, and we just we kept it moving. We were still able to do what we needed to do.
Right. Yeah. It was like a testing moment for us. It was a moment of like not a testing moment, but like a clarity moment. We're like, hold on, wait, okay, we need to wait, we got some work to do, you know. Yeah. And it for me, it was very inspirational. It inspired me to like we gotta go harder, we gotta do more, we gotta do better. And I like that feeling because it just gives me fire to try to be better. And we always say you know, we're trying to be better at this and that. But sometimes when you get put in certain situations, yeah, it kind of like level sets you and you be like, hold on, wait.
Okay. Wasn't we on set too? Didn't we all do something on set? Weren't we on set together for a project?
Yeah, I think so. What project was we on set for?
I think we was. I think we all did. I think all.
Oh, yes. The Red Box.
That's right.
Yeah.
The Red, Red Box. Yeah.
Yeah. Drops next year. So.
Yeah, we did that. Yeah.
It's always fun being on set.
Yeah.
I know. I'm looking forward to more things on set this year with you guys, like coming up. Like we really are great on set together. So we're gonna have to do some more booking where we all could be there and be included. Like, that's dope.
Yeah. The power of manifestation is very real because everything that I wrote down that I wanted to do this year, I did.
Hmm.
That's good.
It all happened. You know, like, was supposed to go to Atlanta to that workshop, but that didn't work because of the strike. But me and Chris went to Memphis to work on a movie.
Man, yeah. That movie, man, yeah. That was an experience in itself, just being able to finally get, and I did my first commercial this year, too.
Yeah.
And I did the... This was my first year going to New York Fashion Week. And shout out to New York because New York Fashion Week spring is going to be coming up, I think, February. I'm not going to be participating in New York Fashion Week spring, but I will be in L.A. in March for L.A. Fashion Week. But this year was the very first year that I could say that I traveled afar and modeled.
Mm-hmm.
And that was definitely a highlight too of my year because it was also my birthday weekend.
Right.
I spent present to myself. And when I say I'm just built on just trying to accomplish things, you know, the goals that I set out. And that was one of my major goals that I always wanted to go to New York and model. And I did that this year. So definitely a highlight.
Much more to come, much more to come. Just acting up. So y'all be on the lookout for us, you know. So
yeah, we on the grind, man.
We just getting started.
And I just want to say, guys, like, I have been watching y'all in y'all careers. Like, I'm so proud of y'all. Like, from just y'all inspiring me to continue to do the things that I'm doing. And I'm proud of each and every you, Jive, Mike. Y'all are doing y'all thing. And y'all just keep it up. It's such a blessing and an honor to be a part of this group of talented people.
Yeah. Same. Man, I appreciate it. Same.
Family.
Elf is for family.
Clap it in. Another great show. An even better year. Just Acting Up show. Chris James, Jaffe. Hold on, did I say that backwards? No, it's Chris, James, Tashay, and Mike.
Yeah.
We the ones, we the team, man. So thank y'all for tuning in to each and every episode. Thank y'all for, like I said, like, following, comment, subscribing. Continue to do so. Help us grow. And we continue to bring you great content.
That's right.
Yes, right. So we got a lot of great stuff coming next year. I'm keeping the hush. We're adding some few additions here and there that's going to make the show even better, take it to a whole nother level. So be on the lookout for that.
Yeah.
Last words, Tashay?
Yes, last words, and I say this from, you know, just a very grateful place, just with gratitude. Take care of yourselves, people. Sometimes we just need to take a second to just breathe in the air and be in the moment. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And hey, man, you know, it's been a long I'm still on my journey and I had a lot of ups and downs this year. But, you know, ever since I stepped out on May 1st, I quit my job. I've been on the grind, man, and I didn't have my shares of it all. But yet I'm still going, and I'm still making it, and I'm surviving. The most important thing is to survive.
Yes, yes.
No matter what, it's to survive. If you chasing your dream, survive it. If you just live it, survive.
Yeah. I agree. Continue chasing your dreams. Don't chase them. Go get them. You know? Mm-hmm. Go get them. And so we're going to leave you with this quote of the day. It's Christmas brings family and friends together. It helps us to appreciate the love in our lives that we often take for granted. So may the true meaning of the holiday season fill your heart and your homes with many blessings. So y'all have a good holiday. We'll see y'all next year in 2024.
Yes. Peace out.